This is the astrology forecast for the 2016 Leo New Moon by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The Leo New Moon takes place on August 2, 2016 at 1:44 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 4:44 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 8:44 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 10 degrees Leo, 57 minutes. Quote, "I have the warmth of the sun within me at night," close quote. Brian Wilson and Mike Love from the song "Warmth of the Sun" by the Beach Boys. Dawn always follows night. The sun always rises. Even if it's obscured by clouds, even if you can't see it, it is always in the sky every morning. And that reliability, bundled with light and warmth, is the promise and gift of the Leo New Moon. No matter what you've been through recently, your inner spark has not gone out. It's coming back to life now under the Leo Moon. The new moon is reviving you, fanning your flame, and inviting you to get out of bed and come out and play. It's recharging vitality, urges for self-expression, generosity of spirit, and appetites for attention. Still, it's unlikely we'll be running around carefree. This moon is delivering oomph with a worldly wise perspective. We're returning to the game of life, but touched by everything we've seen and undergone. Something deep, serious, and profoundly mature is resonating within all of us. Strut your stuff, shine your light, show off, and watch for flickering awareness of responsibility, ramifications, and consequences. Inner children are basking and frolicking in the sun, no longer innocents, with a sensibility, canniness, and survival instinct way beyond their years. Royalty is not immune to this phenomenon either, not even self-anointed, pretenders, bees, and drama queens. Get up and go is coupling with caution or wisdom or control or all of the above. The combo comes from the easy flow of a trine between the new moon, action hero Mars, and Saturn, the uber adult, enforcer of rules, order, and structure. Mars has just cleared a several-month diving expedition in the dankest, scariest, and potentially treasure-filled waters of Scorpio, which dredged up all manner of unpleasantness, unfinished business, and psycho-beasties that refused to go back into hiding. His high-energy nature is far more comfortable in fire. His entry into Sagittarius is uncorking relief, exhilaration, and the impulse to roam fast, far, and freely in both body and mind. That maneuverability has limits, though, because he's on a collision course with Saturn, the planet making the tightest major aspect, within a degree, to the new moon. Saturn is bestowing old soul wisdom to our inner children. It's reining in the flamboyant, self-aggrandizing potentials of the Leo moon, as well as the rambunctious potential of a masculine drive encountering open space. Saturn is operating as a throttle or governor, keeping us from going out of control, hogging center stage, or dancing with such a self-absorbed abandon that we step on people in our ambit. There's another aspect besides responsible action, committing to ourselves, to expressing our voice, and to embracing and enjoying life. This Leo New Moon encourages keeping your spirit bright no matter what you have endured or witnessed. Insert a platitude about light shining brighter against the darkness if that helps grasp what's on offer. As much as possible, though, focus on the light. Focus on the sun. Focus on the fire inside your being. Allow the flames to grow and spread and send their warmth to the world around you, bravely, enthusiastically, and responsibly. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my website, empowermentunlimited.net, to hear my weekly podcasts, sign up for my weekly mailing list, and book a session with me. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.